Com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Judy Wood is with us. We're talking about 9/11. Where did the towers go? And I've got a quick announcement. Dr. Norman Shuley, who's one of our senior USAprepares.com instructors, is announcing some testing. And it's the ADMA testing. And it's generally the single best test for the risk of death from diabetes, heart disease, or cancer. And he'd like to, Dr. Shuley would like to test five smokers with diabetes who are not on Nitro Extreme, not on Kyani products, and not part of any of his previous studies. So those who are chosen will be given the Nitro Extreme, and some will, and some will not. And he's going to run this over a period of 2 weeks to see how this works. So if you're interested, there's a post on the website, USAprepares.com, and you can send me an email at Vincent@USAprepares.com. I will forward your request to Dr. Shuley. Here's what we're going to need. You're going to need your first and last name, the age, your sex, the number of years that you've been smoking, your city, state, and phone number. That's all we need, and we'll get your email address, and that way we can contact you. You will need to have an email account that you check regularly, because that's how Dr. Shuley will be corresponding with you. So if you're interested, there's a post on the website, usaprepares.com, and you can contact us if you're interested in participating. There's no cost to you. Dr. Shuley is paying for this out of his own pocket. And there's a meetup on Monday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller at Ziggy's, 530 Sunshine in Glenstone. He will be doing a live video teleseminar with us. He is in Mexico, and he's cut out a block of time so that he can be with us at Ziggy's. So if you're interested in that, that's going to be a lot of fun, too. Right now, Dr. Judy Wood and I are talking about 9/11, where did the towers go? Dr. Wood, we were talking about all of this dust, and where did the towers go? Please continue.
Well, it's interesting to read what the first responders said.
You're absolutely right.
And I have quite a few pieces of testimony at the end of Chapter 8. At the bottom of page 153, Fire Marshal, Richard McCahey. Would you like to read that segment at the bottom of page 153?
Sure. Do you want me to read, or do you want to read?
Yeah, you go ahead and read it.
Okay. Assistant Chief Fire Marshal Richard McCahey, somebody, which actually helped me, I don't know who it was, after somebody said, "I can't breathe," somebody, I don't know which direction it came from, screamed out, don't panic or relax, it's not smoke, it's just dust, just relax. At that point, that's when I started to realize that my mouth was filling up with like a sandball. All of a sudden, I realized whenever or whoever said that, now I'm starting to pay attention to my surroundings. I realized there was no heat. You could breathe. And it says stuff was going in your mouth, but it was like cool air coming in when you breathe it. So maybe it was right. You couldn't see. It was gritty. Is that what you wanted me to read?
Yes, thanks. Yeah, right when the dust cloud rolled out, they're starting to panic, thinking people thought it was smoke because it was so fine. But smoke,
right.
You cannot
right.
breathe. It displaces the oxygen. And they realize, wait a minute, this is just dust, so we can breathe. You know, you get a lot of crud in your mouth, but there's oxygen in there. Without oxygen, you're goner. With this dust, you fill up your lungs with crud, but you're still alive. And there's quite a few testimonies like that about the dust. And here's one that says, everything was surrounded by dust. Everything was turning to dust. That dust, I'm telling you, Christine, was so freaking itchy. I was itching for hours and hours. And then later says, I still couldn't get that stuff out of my skin. I was coughing and spitting up stuff for days after that. You wonder why people have cancer. It turns out the dust was so fine, it was about 1/100th of the size of red blood cells. It was just getting inhaled directly into the bloodstream. All forms of what was in that building. And Inland says, these are various testimonies. Someone says, no, you're outside. I'm like, we're not outside. It's dark out. And, it was all total blackout. You couldn't see anything. It was just dark. The sun totally blocked out.
Dr. Wood, the statement says, it was like glass stuck in my skin. Now, I remember working as a teenager with fiberglass insulation. I remember looking at it with a magnifying glass, and it was glass stuck in my skin. And it was itchy for a couple of days. But is that what we're talking about?
I don't think so. I think it was the activity of it. The action was irritating to the skin. But,
Okay. Again,
I wasn't there, but because if you look at it with magnifying glass, you can see it. This you wouldn't be able to see.
Okay.
It was so fine. But still, it could very well be fine particles of things. They're so fine that they do puncture the skin. But the point being here, though, no matter how they're describing it, they're not describing high heat. You hear people describe this as a pyroclastic dust blow. No, it's not hot. They actually said it was cooler than ambient temperature. Now, several of the first responders actually have told me that. But that it was total blackout. For there to be a total blackout, the dust has to go up. It has to be able to be heavy enough that it blocks out 100% of the sunlight. And many of them just did not know, that they were outside. They thought the building collapsed around them and they're covered until, the dust wafted away. This one said it was like a curtain of dust that blocked out all sunlight. It was pitch black. This is on page 156. There was huge chunks of debris, lots of dust, lots of went up in order to block out sunlight. Okay, my eyes are burning. My throat was burning. That's like the skin. I could not see the sky. The air was like syrup. All this particulate matter they had trouble. But I felt the only way that all this particulate matter could be creating this total blackness is that the roof had been created. So the collapse had created a tunnel above ground. Sort of mine structure above ground. That's what this person had envisioned because it was just blackness. You couldn't get over that. There was also the odor and then what I call sprinkles, these bright, sparkly things. And the hearing, it was an absence of sound. Because it was, think about this, have you ever been in a sound isolation room? Foam
yes,
all around the walls.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
It's painful.
Mm-hmm.
The total lack of sound. And apparently this dust had created that. And it was very quiet.
Dr. Wood, you mentioned the odor. And it was Michael Ober mentioned this unique smell. I don't think he could figure out exactly what it was, but it was distinctive and it was different.
Yeah, you want to read his testimony?
Yeah.
Top of 157. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, this is from a medical technician. His name is Michael Ober. He's describing this very interesting odor in the air. He says the smell was just, it had a distinct smell. I've been to Manhattan many times since then, and that smell just brings back every single, I don't know if it's like World Trade Center cement. I don't know exactly what it is. It's just like that, the smell that we inhaled so many times with the rest of the dust and everything in the parking garage. It's just a nasty smell. I mean, it's not that bad, but I just don't like the smell. I don't know. We were down there. There was rumors about other stuff going on, but nobody had definite information. So that's exactly what he was saying. So it's clear that he didn't know what that smell was. He smelled it when he came down after the towers went away. It's sort of like concrete, but different. That's what I'm getting. And
yeah,
I'm wondering if there was like a phenolic smell. I mean, I don't know. I don't know because I wasn't there. Do you have any other descriptions of the odor, Dr. Wood?
No, but I have heard other people describe the smell, but they couldn't put their finger on it. It definitely wasn't a dead body smell. It was something weird that they hadn't smelled before. Mm-hmm. One person described it as a smell of wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, wines have phenols in them. And it's interesting because have you ever smelled Bakelite when mm-hmm. it gets overheated? I'm wondering if that's what they were trying to describe.
I don't know. It wasn't an overheated issue as far as we could tell. But there's something that was causing that smell, something in the process.
And you're right, because on page 154... there is a picture of an exercise room, okay, mm-hmm. covered in dust, but yet the paint on the metal bars of this exercise equipment looks to mm-hmm. be intact. The plastic metering that you would sit and, you know, if you're on these pedal machines, you'd be able to see your rate of exercise and those kinds of things. They seem to be not burned, not scorched, just covered with dust. Now, plastic melts at a pretty low temperature. So that brings us back to, where's the heat? Dr. Judy Wood and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. We're talking about...
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Judy Wood is with us and exposing this information is something that's putting her in harm's way. She's been attacked, and I consider what she says to be correct. I consider the science that I learned in school jives with what we're talking about right now. Dr. Wood, we have David from San Francisco. You're on the air with Dr. Judy Wood.
Yeah, how are you, Vincent and Doctor? You know, I'm wondering, first of all, this smell that you're talking about, how many years after 9/11 is this?
These testimonies I'm reading were right, what happened right then and there. But people smelled it, weeks, months later.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, well, then that would explain it. I was thinking that this was something like 5 or 10 years later because I'm out in San Francisco. I work with a nonprofit that works with energy issues. And when you start hearing about the massive pollution that's coming out of China, believe it or not, the residues are making their way around the world. Those guys are making brand new coal-fired plants every day. They're so expanding their polluting capacity, all of the jobs that we're outsourcing to China need electricity, and so they're using some of the most polluting methods to make the cheap junk that we're buying for at the dollar store. Yeah.
I was at the site in southern Manhattan in 2007 and 2008, and if you blindfolded me and walked me around the complex, I could tell you, I could pick out the same spot each time. Let's say wheeled me around, without any kind of orientation, so I wouldn't know, have any idea where I was. because my throat filled up with crud, like you have to cough crud up out of your lungs.
Right.
And my friend Andrew Johnson was with me in 2008, and as we were driving, you know, leaving the city, driving down the New Jersey Turnpike, it pretty much took the length of the New Jersey Turnpike. We were hacking up crud from our lungs. There's something that you couldn't put your finger on what it was, and it's different, you know, other parts of the city, but right in Manhattan. And another time I was, several years later, I was staying in New Jersey and took the PATH train over, and I started gagging, and I was thinking I was catching a cold. That, you know, it was as though your glands are swelling up. It's that type of feeling. But when I got back in the PATH train, as soon as I got to the New Jersey side, I was fine again.
Right. You know, it's interesting. There was an article about the, this is before 9/11 happened. There was an article about the asbestos in those World Trade Center buildings. And in the late 90s, there was an order to remediate all of the asbestos.
I think that might be somewhat of a myth. There's also information that they outlawed asbestos when right after the North Tower had begun construction, and they had asbestos in it up to about the 40th floor. And then they outlawed asbestos. They removed it from the first 40 stories and put in non-asbestos. And above the 40th floor, it had non-asbestos from the get-go. And all of the South Tower had non-asbestos from the get-go.
Well, that may be. I know that there were lawsuits regarding the asbestos that was still in the building, and that the owners had actually determined.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that the
so we're talking about the evidence of what happened to the buildings, not who we can be suspicious of, and that is an important thing to realize. Do not let your emotions govern what happened to the buildings.
David.
Well, this is not the emotions. This is just sciences. But then, in addition, when you look at, for example, how many thousands of computers were in there, so there's a certain amount of lead and copper and all of the different cadmium and zinc, and there are a lot of different pollutants in a computer.
Oh, there's a tremendous amount. All the contents of the building, essentially, it wasn't 100%,
right.
But most of it, right, and people were inhaling that.
Right.
And that can't be good for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at it as an explosive force, that all of these things were turned into minute particles and then shot out hundreds of yards in every direction so that they landed on roofs and whatnot. I remember 5 years later, they were still finding body parts. So that dust is probably everywhere.
David, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. Dr. Judy Woods with us. We're going to continue our discussion about 9/11. Where did the towers go? And David's got a really good point. All of that material, a lot of it went airborne. And a lot of it was breathed in. And a lot of it's in our gardens.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Where did the towers go.com? Where did the towers go.com? If you're interested in getting a copy of the same book that I'm using here in the studio, the same one that Dr. Judy Wood is describing, she's the author of the book. I have a copy. A whole bunch of our Ziggy's Meetup class bought books. Dr. Judy Wood sent us a case, and she sells them at her cost. So if you're interested, you can go to wheredidthetowersgo.com. And you can buy a copy. And you can go to usaprepares.com, and there's a post that has the three homework assignments. It'll take 5 minutes for you to watch them on YouTube. The links are right there. Just click on them, and it'll take you right to what we're talking about today during hour number one and hour number two, the dustification. It's absolutely crystal clear when you watch these videos.
I was wondering if I could read this other statement by Michael Ober, the emergency medical technician. And this one really captures it all. I'll try to read it in a masculine voice. I don't remember the sound of the building hitting the ground. Someone told me that it was measured on the Richter scale. I don't know how true that is. If the building's hitting the ground that hard, how do I not remember the sound of it? This is somebody who was there.
Yeah. Yep. And what about the body parts? What about the raining down of the bodies, Dr. Wood? You know, we heard that there was so many deaths, but what about the body parts that were just raining down?
Would you like to read some of those quotes?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can, but that's really upsetting to me.
Yeah, it's tough to read.
Dr. Wood, let me share this with you. I have a dear friend who lives in Virginia, and she and her husband are farmers. They have a son who is working in an office building in Richmond, Virginia. And her son's coworker got a phone call when the building was on fire. And the call went something like this. I'm paraphrasing. Son, it's okay. It's okay. I'm above the flames. It's okay. And then the phone call went dead. So it was a father calling his son. He was saying his last goodbyes, but he felt he was okay. He felt he was safe. He felt that because he was above the flames, the fire would be put out and everything would be fine. And seconds later, the call went dead. The building went away. And so did that man's father, who was in one of the towers. So I know people who were directly impacted by this event. So I prefer not to read that.
I agree. I don't want to read it either. It was horrific. It was horrific. And there's body parts that they're describing everywhere, all over the place. But what was interesting is the bodies were coming apart as they're coming down. One fascinating testimony was by Joseph Fortas, who was standing at the corner of West and Vesey Street. Now, it was a couple blocks away from Tower 2. He was standing there with a group of others when Tower 2 got its hole. And something quite interesting he says is the buildings were still up, so I know it was just a blast from, I guess, the second plane. I think it came in, and dust clouds just came. We were at the corner, and you just feel the heat. Our back and all of our eyebrows were all singed and everything. He even talked about the stripes on his jacket melted. And he was several blocks away. He didn't talk about having burned skin. It was just bizarre.
So he felt heat.
Well, he assumed it was heat because his eyebrows singed and the stripe on his jacket melted. But he didn't talk about being burned.
Mm-hmm.
People make the assumption that it's hot, but it's important to separate that out and say this is what he was, the best he could describe of what he experienced. So something happened to his eyebrows and the stripe on his jacket. And, they described feeling what they thought was heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's another separation there. But there's all these papers that were not burning, that were fluttering around.
But there were a lot of papers.
Yeah.
A lot.
It
doesn't add up, Dr. White.
White cloud. Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
A lot of this doesn't add up as to what we heard. I just can't understand. I heard reports from firsthand people who were there. They said there was paper everywhere. Unburned paper everywhere. It was almost like, you know, a tornado came by and just took all the paper out of every copy machine, every printer, off every desk, out of every filing cabinet, and just spread it around.
Yeah. And just dustified the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe it was a tornado. and you don't expect it. It's like the building's there and then it's gone.
Yes. Now, I mentioned that this dust went into gardens. And if there were gardens in New Jersey, this dust was over New Jersey for a couple weeks, wasn't it, Dr. Wood?
Oh, it was fuming for quite a while. It gradually died out. And someone once in an audience of one of my talks said, oh, did it all go to China? I said, well, maybe in the upper part of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Because it went well down the eastern seaboard and over into New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Some even they found in Delaware.
Okay, well, let's continue on with our study.
And
are we on chapter 9?
Yep, we could start chapter 9. 9 is, where did the towers go? Where did the buildings go? Now you see it, now you don't. And at the base of building 1, tower 1, in stairwell B, which I think is at the base of that spire that faints into dust, second, third, and fourth floor of stairwell B is this group of first responders. And one of them, Jay Jonas, said, I looked and said, guys, there used to be 106 floors above us, and now I'm seeing sunshine. There's nothing above us. That big building doesn't exist. And they later said, these are the biggest office buildings in the world, and I didn't see one desk, one chair, one phone, nothing. And I'll add to that toilet. And it was even to the point that when, you know, they had their handy-talkies and were calling for the buddies to rescue them, they thought there's no way that they would survive because they should have 106 floors of building buried. And they thought there's no way they'll get them out before they die of starvation, if nothing else, you know, dehydration. And then it was just amazing that the sunlight came in, and they later mm-hmm. walked out. But they were calling for their buddies, and when they first got an answer, they said, where are you? In Tower 1, Stairwell B. Where are you? Stairwell B, second, third, and fourth floor, Tower 1. And where are you? And then somebody, you know, said, where's Tower 1? you look at what's left, and you do kind of think that the voices must have been coming from the beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to realize that these people were just left in Stairwell B. Were right above them, the building was gone. It wasn't if it had been pancaked down or, exploding or anything like that, these people would have been crushed. And also, the statement, the thought that, well, maybe it'll all end up in the basement. Well, we didn't see it in the basement. Besides, how would it get to the basement? Take a detour up Vesey Street, and take the parking garage down to get underneath? Because how did it get around, take a detour around these people in Stairwell B? They were not smashed. Second, third, and fourth floor. And there was one fellow who survived from above there where the building didn't even survive, from the 22nd floor. And he ended up on top of Stairwell B. Yeah, outside of that, but he was okay. There was a woman from about that same level. She ended up pinned under something, and she was okay. I think she was the last one they pulled from the debris field. I won't call it a pile, it's a field. But there's just nothing left in much left. And if you look at that image, which is also the cover image of my book, to imagine when that picture was taken at that very moment, there were those 14 people, 13 firefighters and one civilian in stairwell B, plus two others above there who survived. This is unfathomable. If it was any kind of process involving high heat, those people would have been cooked. It was so we could eliminate the mechanism, the destructive mechanisms being thermal energy. Also, if it was if the mechanism of destruction was kinetic energy, these people would have been beaten to death. The building wasn't cooked to death or beaten to death. These people walked out on their own power.
When I was a lot younger, I was a volunteer fireman. And the first thing that I realized as a volunteer fireman was that, and this is going to sound silly, class, but fires are really, really hot. They're so hot that the fire nozzles. Yeah, they are so hot that there's a sprayer on the hose nozzle that you direct a fine mist of water at your face to keep you from burning up. That's on the fire nozzles that firemen use to put out fires. They're really, really hot. Dr. Judy Wood, I'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
Thank God, you're take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Where did the towers go? Is a post at USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to find out more information about this book that we're discussing, and if you'd like the links to the three videos that are your homework assignments, should you choose to accept them, it'll take you 5 minutes. Just go to USAPrepares.com. It'll take you to the post that'll have the link to the book and Dr. Judy Wood's website. Dr. Wood, we have Michael from New York on with us. Welcome, Michael.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning, Dr. Wood. I just want to share with you a little bit that I've got from personal experience. I had a cousin in one of the Twin Towers, not building number 7, the third building that came down without any supposed plane strike. And he barely escaped with his life. I was talking to him about 7 years ago at a get-together, and I was explaining to him I happened to watch 9/11 in plain sight video. And I was telling him that it looks like maybe a missile was fired, and he was getting very perturbed as I was explaining to him that it was clearly an inside job. Whatever happened down here, it was all set up prior to make it happen. And so he was very perturbed about all that and was very annoyed with me as I was trying to pursue a discussion as to what his experience was. And I kept telling him that, you know, this video shows a pod on the belly of a 757, and it looks like they may have fired a missile. And he was very, very upset as he kept arguing with me. And he said, Mike, you could see the plane. You could hear the plane coming. You could hear the plane coming. And then finally, as I kept going over and over, he said, it sounded like a missile. And I said, what'd you say? So, you know, that I know that from him, his experience. And then a while later, I had to get together with some family. Somebody told me that a friend of theirs works, he's a retired Air Force mechanic over at Stewart Air Force Base just across the river. And that on that morning in 9/11, he was called in to, or a couple days prior maybe, he was called in to service drones. And that was one of his specialties, but he found it unusual there at Stewart. So I just wanted to share that with you. But we know for sure that those buildings were turned into pure powder. There wasn't any chunks or nothing. It ended up being up to the knee, the depth of the knees on the streets of the rescue workers. You could see it all clearly as it all, the dust settled. So something very strange happened and clearly an inside job.
Michael, thank you. Thank you so much for your call. Dr. Wood, we have Nancy from California. Nancy, you're on with Dr. Judy Wood.
First,
could I add one more comment about
sure.
the previous caller that, you know, in summing up the end of Chapter 8, which was everything turning to dust, and what this last caller also was noting. And so if you had a dust baggie from this dust, mm-hmm. wouldn't you expect to find every constituent of the building in that dust?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead. So, Nancy?
Okay, Nancy, you're on with Dr. Judy
yeah.
Wood.
All right. I don't think
we only have about a minute. You have to go quickly.
I don't believe it was all dust because they hauled a bunch of it away to China, from what I understand. They got rid of the evidence. There was dust, but it wasn't all dust. There was enough that they hauled it away to, they put it on barges and took it to China, from what I have learned from my research. I also read Dr. Jones's...
Have you found the receipts about the shipments to China or just stories about shipping to China?
Excuse me?
Is it stories that you've heard, or have you seen actual receipts and evidence of shipments to China? Because I haven't talked with anyone who's found any receipts of what actually the quantity that was actually shipped to China. And that seems to be a story that gets passed along. There was some steel that got moved over to the Fresh Kells landfill area where they sorted through it for human remains, and it was there for quite some time.
May I hold over to the next hour?
Yeah, it'd be fine with me, but our hour, this is the end of our second hour, so I'm not going to be able to help you as much as I'd like to, Nancy. Dr. Judy Wood, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And describing 9/11, where did the towers go? Class, where did the towers go.com. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, the same book that I have, the same book that our class at USAForParis.com purchased. Dr. Wood, we're looking forward to the next series, and I'll let everybody know when you're going to be on again. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.